Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. And today we have a very special guest joining me from the Humane Educational Society, the Director of Development, Chris Ateeb. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Gino. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. First and foremost, we have to talk about Running of the Chihuahuas real quick. First time ever in 15 years of doing Running of the Chihuahuas, we have a beneficiary, and it's been named the Humane Educational Society. So thank you so much for having your group be a part of our big celebration.
Very excited to be a part of this. Thank you so much. It was my first time experiencing Running of the Chihuahuas last year, because I'm kind of new, relocated here from Colorado, but it was a wonderful event. You guys invited us. We had a booth, and we interacted with so many people. So to be the beneficiary is certainly something we're very grateful for.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Spread the awareness of everything that you guys are doing, which is wonderful work. And we'll get into that in just a moment, because I know you have a big event coming up as well. Always doing fundraising. You have to.
You do.
Doing a Humane Society type
you
thing.
You do, yes.
But we're so happy to raise awareness, of course, collect donations on the day of. And people can go to our website now, hits96.com, for the link. All the details about Chihuahuas are there, and also a donation link, so they can start donating money already to the Humane Society. So we'll get more into that. You'll be back for sure.
Thank you.
To talk more about that.
Yes.
But the reason you're here today is to talk about the Love Me Tender Faux Fur Fest, which is happening on April 27th over at The Signal. It's a celebration of the life-saving work that you guys are doing over at the Humane Educational Society. And this year, it looks like you're getting all shook up.
All shook up. All kinds of shook up.
So, yes, it looks like Elvis is kind of going to be one of the themes here. Let's talk about it. So how did you guys decide this theme? Why'd you go this route when it comes to Faux Fur Fest?
We're just kind of thinking differently these days. I mean, you know, the traditional galas just are kind of boring in our opinion. And we've got a new board of directors, a new event committee, and they're just mixing things up and trying to have fun as we, you know, celebrate this great work and the great mission of the animal shelter, the Humane Society, and the work that we do. So this year, it's Faux Fur Fest, and the theme, obviously, is Elvis-themed, all I need is love, all shook up.
Love it.
We're playing off all the different words, nothing but a hound dog. so it's going to be your non-traditional type, not a traditional type of gala, but it'll be more of like an entertainment event.
Yeah.
Because it will be at The Signal. So we'll have a live Elvis impersonator that we hired from Atlanta.
Perfect.
Who's doing some great work and helping us out as well.
Excellent.
I believe their band name are the Blue Suedes, Elvis and the Blue Suedes, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have live music. We'll have cocktails and cuddles. We'll have, collaborating and partnering with Hamilton County Schools and doing an Arts for Animals project.
So nice.
We'll have students drawing animals that are in our shelter right now. It'll just be a lot of fun and a great opportunity to connect with people who love animals.
Excellent. So it's kind of taking the gala idea, but kind of switching it up a little bit of a twist, a little bit more of a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
I know you guys
are
recommending that the attire be your best 50s look. So we're talking blue suede shoes, of course, but poodle skirts and things of that nature, to kind of a little bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
Which is always fun. I mean, even now in 2024, that style is just cool.
It is.
It's just cool.
Yeah. So we're still looking for a pink Cadillac that we can park
right
up front. But, so it should be a party with a purpose for sure. And
Excellent.
Something special to celebrate animal welfare and the humanity.
Yeah. And it's a great venue too. The Signal, of course, with the big, with the big area
it's a
they
new
have.
Venue. It's
yeah,
a great
brand
venue.
New.
So we're ready to activate that space and
Excellent.
Have a good time. We're expecting over 500 people.
Awesome. Awesome.
So it's going to be big.
Yeah, very good. And you can buy your tickets now, heschat.org/FauxFurFest. We'll also link up at hits96.com so people can go and click the link and get all the details. Of course, all of the details, but all the work that the Humane Society is doing as well is posted up there. That's heschat.org. Let's talk about that a little bit. So now we're raising this money, of course. We have Running the Chihuahuas coming up, another fundraiser. You guys are always fundraising because of the work you do.
Yep.
So what happens to the money here? How does it help the pets?
Yeah, so I mean, just operating the shelter, every year it costs over $3 million.
Wow.
Because we do have staff that has to, you know, clean after the animals, feed them, take care of them. We have a whole medical department with a medical director. We have a veterinarian on staff. We have an assessment team. We have education programs. We have transport programs. We do animal control for the county. It is a lot. And you know, we've got over 400 animals, that we have currently between at the shelter and in foster care. So, the money is urgently needed and always needed to, you know, just keep the shelter operating. And
exactly. And because it isn't just about holding them for a little while. Sometimes you are doing a rehabilitation with these animals. They stay with you guys for quite a while.
We do. Yeah. We're a no-kill shelter. So we have some animals that unfortunately have been there for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've become really like our animals, but we still need to get them adopted.
Sure.
So,
sure.
We really encourage our community to adopt and not shop and, you know, come in. And we've really got some really cool dogs, and we've got some really great partners in the community that help train the dogs and things, you know, to you know, enhance their behavior. And they come with a nice little package, you know, kind of like a used car with low miles and, you know, good air condition. Our animals are very good, used animals.
Absolutely. And I know we've run the same circles a couple times doing different things, and all the animals that you bring are always super friendly, ready to go, and it's just great. The work that the Humane Educational Society is doing is by far some of the best work that we've seen in this particular area anyway, and we are happy to partner up for Running of the Chihuahuas. We're happy to talk about the Faux Fur Fest coming up. Again, that's April 27th over at the Signal, and you can get details, you can make donations, everything that you need, heschat.org, and learn about the Faux Fur Fest, and of course we'll be ready for May 4th for the Running of the Chihuahuas.
Yeah, we cannot wait. We're very much looking forward.
It's gonna be so much fun.
And I know you guys have added an element in there of the running of the rescue.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm supposed to spill that out, but I want to get people excited.
Yeah, we're gonna do a running of the rescue.
Unique there, which is kind of fun.
It's so funny. So speaking of the Chihuahuas, everybody's always just, you know, we do the Chihuahuas at Cinco de Mayo. That's kind of how it started, and we will stay true to the tradition, if you will. But people have always said, well, what kind of other dogs can we throw in there? Well, that's what rescues are all about.
Yes.
So we're going to see.
Because when I was there last year, I saw all kinds of animals. Of course, the Chihuahuas were out there. Those were their little racers, you know.
Yes.
They had all their sponsors, and, you know, they were ready to race. But
dedicated ones.
It's really like an animal-friendly, like, community expo.
It is.
You know,
it is.
So,
and we have a couple of the animal hospitals come out. I mean, really, it's supposed to be an animal-friendly community event.
It is. It really is. I was really impressed with what you guys did with that. It was because, you know, I'm still new to this community, and just seeing that event, I was really impressed. Thank you for what you guys do.
We're happy here. Again, happy and proud to have the Humane Society be our beneficiary, the first ever for Running of the Chihuahuas. So two big events you're thinking about, April 27th, and then a week later, you're going to be at Running of the Chihuahuas. Again, heschat.org for all the details on Faux Fur Fest and more. Chris, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Gino.